Lou Harris once said about my next guest, every time I hear something on the radio I truly love, it's Ola Bell. Ola Bell is the name of a quintet consisting of Amy Helm, Fiona McBain, Tony Leone, Byron Isaacs, and Glenn Pacha. And unlike most bands, each of the five members sings in addition to playing five different instruments. There are a lot of fives here because their latest album, Neon Blue Bird, has been 5 years in the making. And they'll be playing songs from it in just a little while. I'm very pleased to welcome them to our show. Hi.
Hi.
Was it your intention to have everyone sing from the very beginning?
I think that was something that actually, a lot of the things in the beginning of the band were accidental.
Uh-huh.
You know, we kind of were friends who got together. We wanted to, you know, play gospel music because it was, you know, a fun thing. It was a natural thing to sing harmonies on. And I think we all had sung at some point in our life, and it wound up just happening again.
You had done other things with either as solo artists or with other groups.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And then you realized that you wanted to make this group something permanent?
Yeah. Well,
it kind of happened before the album and the I guess we made the album before we were a band, so so that the cart went before the horse,
yes,
is that the way it goes?
Yeah.
So then you just were stuck with the fact that you
That's
were in this
right.
group.
Exactly. We were permanent whether we liked it or not.
And then you also share songwriting duties. I mean, how does that work? Is this a kind of a Lennon McCartney kind of arrangement?
We're a gloves off democracy.
Do certain songs reflect one musician's personality more than another's, or do they all ultimately come to share the same Ola Bell style?
I think the way we sound, really, every one of us is kind of coming from a completely different angle. And someone may come in with a concept, but everyone else reinterprets it, and it ends up being stretched out in so many different directions and coalescing into something that none of us would have envisioned before.
Where does the name of the band come from?
Tony?
The band was named after Ola Bell Reed, banjo player and folk singer from the Appalachian Mountains.
And you have, we should point out, the instrumentation is a mandolin, a guitar, drums, bass, and then keyboard.
Yeah.
But all of you do vocals.
Yes.
Yes.
So how do you decide who's going to do the vocal on each thing?
I think that's another thing that kind of comes naturally, right?
We kind of bring in our own tunes, I think, and then some people will hear a song that they feel is a really natural fit for another singer in the group, and we've tried things like that, too. It always seems to kind of land where it wants to on its own, yeah.
So what are you going to be singing for us, and how did you decide who was going to sing it?
Well, we're going to do...
Steel cage match.
No, it's all very polite. No, we're going to do a
later
a
we have to get to that accent. You do not sound like you come from the American South.
Not the American South. I come from the global South. And anyway, well, yes, I'm from Australia. But the song we're going to do a couple of songs for you today, and one of them is a song called When I Remember to Forget. This song actually... I wrote when I first came to America, actually, and was feeling a bit alone. And so that's what we're going to do. And then later on we're going to get to a song that Byron wrote called Brotherly Love, which is probably along the political lines of today as well. So
this is Remember to Forget.
Yes, first of all we'll do this song called When I Remember to Forget. And I'm remembering to forget so long, I've run a fever, a condition called apart. My stable mind is running wild when it listens to my heart. I know this isn't rational, and this is what I fight, 'cause when I remember to forget, when I remember to forget you, and I remember to forget you're always on my mind. Ooh. Oh, 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 oh.
I'll Remember to Forget, sung by Olabel with Fiona McBain doing the lead, and accompanied by Amy Helm on backup vocal and mandola, Tony Leone on drums. He's the only person who's not singing. Drummers have a hard time singing while they play usually. So, no?
I do sing on a few tunes, just not that particular one.
Uh-huh. But it is hard, I've been told. It's the reason that drummers tend to, if they want to sing, they
usually
get
back,
another drummer.
So nobody can see him anyway. So
it's not hard for Tony
it's
Leone.
Not hard for Tony. He's a great, great singer.
Byron Isaacs on bass and backup vocals. Glenn Patcha on keyboards, on piano here on our Steinway. It becomes clear that when people sing songs like that, they lose their Australian accents. But you're described as a roots band often. Do you see yourself that way?
That's a good one.
What is a roots band? I mean, you know, roots being coming up from the ground. I mean, yes, we kind of did, you know, in a way. We came together.
Post 9/11 days, I gather?
It was. It was right around that time. In fact, we had actually sung together before that, but and in various shapes and forms, you know, we'd been playing together. Post 9/11, I think that unconsciously, I know that Amy and Glenn and I just started singing some gospel songs together for fun, because it was songs that we knew, probably because it felt good. And when
what
we
kinds
were,
of gospel songs are you talking about?
What are we doing, Amy?
We did I'll Fly Away. Well, there was a bartender at this club. Which
Gospels
was
and bar, gospel and bartenders.
Yeah. Yes, right, hand in hand.
And he wanted to start a
Sunday school for sinners.
And I think that, and there was a lot of people came, and I think that people really wanted to hear those songs.
They did, yeah.
Young people who weren't necessarily, you know, even religious or didn't really grow up with church, maybe, but people needed to hear those kind of words. And so
like I'll Fly Away, great speckled birds, songs like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're Levon Helm's daughter.
Yeah.
Were you ever tempted to pick up the drums instead of the mandola?
Yes.
Amy is quite a drummer.
I am not. Well, I do play drums. I have one beat. I really do. And I've
but if you can keep time, that's pretty good.
And I kept time with it, yeah.
And Amy put her one beat on one song on the record that Tony sings on. Mm. So
that's right. That's right. I play drums on a song on this record.
Tony, your background is mostly in jazz, isn't it?
Well, when I came to town, I was doing primarily a lot of jazz gigs. I'm playing with a lot of different people around town. A couple of the old masters like Lou Donaldson and Illinois Jaquette. But then when Olabel started to happen as a weekly thing, like Fiona was saying, it was just something that felt so good that we were all just flocking to 9C every Sunday to get together and play and sing and have fun.
And Tony, Tony Byron, you're playing the old-fashioned string bass.
The doghouse, that's right.
Which can be both in this kind of music and in jazz.
That's right, yeah. And I first moved to New York wanting to be a jazz musician here, and played some before I got swept up really by the songwriting bug. I heard a Suzanne Vega record that turned my head around, and suddenly I wanted to write songs.
So that's how you start. But most people don't write songs on the string bass.
No. So I got a guitar and started writing on guitar.
And Glenn, you're from Canada, but
I am.
I, as I understand it, you've been active in New Orleans in that music scene.
Yeah, I left Winnipeg in '89, and I went to New Orleans to study with Ellis Marsalis. And stayed
jazz
down.
Again.
Yeah. And I was working a lot of the, you know, great young jazz musicians and older guys down there. And then in 99, I moved here when I was playing with Marianne Faithfull. So we all kind of got swept up in a similar situation. You know?
Can we hear something else from you?
Yeah.
I'm going to do a song that Byron wrote.
All right.
Ashes and dust to dust. Don't tell me about brotherly love. I'm sure you know the old fable about Cain and little Abel. Very first brothers that ever was. Don't tell me about brotherly love. Rich man's riding on the poor man. Strong man takes. Set the bar too low, just coasting with the flow. Gotta dig a little deeper to rise above. Aim a little higher than brotherly love. Set the bar too low, just coasting with the flow. Gotta dig a little deeper to rise above. Aim a little higher than brotherly love.
A Neon Blue Bird, the latest CD from Olabel, which is going to be released on Tuesday, I hear, but already available. People can hear it on npr.org, and they can find a link to it on our show page at wmyc.org. On this album, you have 5 original tracks and 2 traditional songs that you've arranged, plus covers of songs by Paul Kelly, Taj Mahal, and Chris Whitley. What goes into your choice of material?
I think if it just feels right to us. I mean, a lot of what this band is about is feel. Like, it just things feeling natural. And we try to be really, really honest with choosing material and being able to sing and play things that don't feel like we're lying.
Also, with 4 years, Leonard, you have plenty of time to pick and choose your material.
Yeah, why did it take so long? Why has it taken so long for you to release another CD?
I think.
Babies.
Yeah.
Babies. Yeah, that would be the short answer.
Babies would be the short answer.
That'd be the short answer, yeah.
I think also, like, our career, it, like, as a band, has followed the trajectory of the downward spiral of the music industry. So when we finally did this one, we had been on Columbia, we'd been on Universal, and we finally said, we're going to do it ourselves. And that's great, but it's a huge endeavor and requires a lot of money and time.
Well, so what even happens with a CD? Is this just a way of introducing people to what you want to do in live performances? In the old days, the records were how you made much of your income, wasn't it? Weren't they?
Well, if you were lucky enough. The deals were so bad that, you know.
Right.
Yeah, unless you were a superstar.
So. Now a record is like promotional material for your live gigs.
Right.
And, you know, posterity.
And then when you're performing live, how closely do you feel you have to stick to what you put on the disc?
I guess that depends on the song, you know. Some songs feel better if we stretch them out and play longer, and some feel better if they're shorter or some other kind of instrumentation. So,
yeah, I don't think we've ever felt like we have to adhere to the record at all. I mean, that's not the way we came together. And
a whole bunch of jazz players here, so.
Well, there you go, exactly.
You never know where they're going to go. You also have a version of Stephen Foster's classic Swanee River, which we're going to be going out with. And we want to do that because it's just so haunting. But before we get to it, my thanks to the members of Ola Bell for being here and performing for us live. Amy Helm, Fiona McBain, Tony Leon, Byron Isaacs, Glenn Pacha. The CD, Neon Blue Bird, as I said, will be released next Tuesday. But we already have access to it through a link on our website at to npr.org. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away, that's where my